former President Trump back in court in New York. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, for a hearing that only lasted about 20 minutes trying to get a civil judgment overturned, ordering him to pay millions of dollars to author E. Jean Carroll for defaming her while denying Carroll's allegations he sexually assaulted her decades ago. Trump lawyer John Sauer just told the appeals court panel,
as President Trump testified, he never even met Miss Carroll and didn't know who she was until the allegations were made. There is no physical evidence, no eyewitnesses, no DNA, no video, no complaint, no police report, no investigation. A quintessential he said, she said case.
Well, one of the appeals judges told him,
as you know, we give great deference to the district courts on these matters. It's very hard to overturn a jury verdict based on evidentiary rulings.
Well, Sauer argues they allowed evidence against Trump unrelated to the case that should not have been allowed. In Georgia, separate hearings for an accused school shooter and his father. The 14-year-old went first.
In essence, you're charged with four counts of felony murder.
For the two students and two teachers, Colt Gray is charged with killing at Appalachian High School Wednesday. The gun he's accused of using was bought by his father. Colin Gray charged with second-degree murder, involuntary manslaughter, and cruelty to children.
A maximum total possible penalty for the charges that you currently are facing of 180 years imprisonment.
An American woman has been killed in the West Bank. The State Department says it's investigating. The AP cites Palestinian doctors and media saying she was shot by Israeli troops cracking down on a pro-Palestinian demonstration. We got a key update to the economy this morning. Hiring rose last month from July, 142,000 jobs, but Fox Business Network's Lauren Simonetti reports.
That was worse than the 160,000 expectation. The unemployment rate smack in line to the expectation, coming in at 4.2%.
That's down a tenth from the July rate. America's listening to Fox News.
Jerry Padgett, the second enlisted in the U.S. Navy and deployed multiple times to Iraq and Afghanistan until Jerry was catastrophically injured in an improvised explosive device blast. Now, Jerry received a new smart home thanks to our friends at the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Now, the home is in the foundation's Let Us Do Good Village. It's in Florida, and Jerry now lives more independently thanks to the specially adaptive technologies. Commit to $11 a month, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. Hey, I'm going to let you in on a wireless hack that can cut your cell phone bill in half. Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, they want you to think that unlimited data is fantastic. Well, the fact is, it's not. Pure Talk, my cell phone company, only charges you for data that you need. With just $25 a month, you get unlimited talk, unlimited text, 5 gigs of data, plus mobile hotspot. Just dial #250, say the keyword save now, and do it now. You'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Save money, same service with Pure.
Broadcasting Americanism from the York Heating and Air Conditioning and ACUMA.com studios. 560 KBLU.
Good morning from the News 11 Information Desk. I'm Scott Gross. Yuma police arrested a 26-year-old man accused of sexually abusing a 13-year-old. Police say the alleged abuse happened over the summer in the city of Yuma and in Yuma County. The man is facing 19 felony counts. Now, this follows an instructional aide at Pueblo Elementary School formally charged earlier this week after being accused of molesting a 14-year-old. 33-year-old Casey Figueroa is formally charged with 4 felony counts, including sexual conduct and exploitation of a minor. Switching gears to the Yuma Arts Center and its presentation of Yuma Rocks tonight. The annual event showcases the best bands in the Yuma music scene. The event will feature 5 local bands and begins at 7 o'clock this evening at the historic Yuma Theater in downtown Yuma. And don't miss week 3 of Friday Night Lights this evening at 10:15 on News 11. Plus, join us every weekday at 5, 6, and 10 for News 11. For all of your local news, weather, and sports, I'm Scott Gross.
A weekend of excessive heat continues. Excessive heat warning is in effect starting with 111 and sunshine today, 87 overnight low for tonight. Saturday, sunny and 113, 87 Saturday night. Sunday, 114 with sunshine.
Investment advisory services offered through CWM, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor. Welcome to Money Talk with Yuma Investment Group's Tom Rush, founder, wealth advisor, and George Davis Sr. Wealth Advisor.
Wow. Good morning, Yuma. I'm going to talk AM560 KBLU. George Davis Sr. is here. Senior. Okay. You can address me as senior, Russ. Well,
yeah, I'm senior citizen.
Welcome to Money Talk. Hi, Crystal. How are you doing today? Are you on the phone with us?
I am. Good morning, George. How are you doing?
Fantastic. Thank you. I can't believe it's already September.
Yeah. I know. If it would just cool off a little bit, that would be ideal.
Yeah. We had about a week, they say, of this big heat dome coming in. And a friend of mine I was playing some poker with last night, and he got in his car. You know, his car was sitting outside, and I think the internal temperature was 127. I was like, wow.
Oof. That is rough.
Yeah, I cracked the windows. So, all right, George Davis here, and Tom is at a conference in Omaha. He's learning some new and great things of what our RIA Carson Group is doing. So not Omaha, they're in Florida this time.
Well, Florida's a better
Excel
location,
conference.
I think.
Yeah.
Yes, Florida is better, definitely.
So you got me and Crystal. I invited Crystal today. She is our COO, Chief Operating Officer at Yuma Investment Group. I like that title, Crystal.
I like it. Yeah.
What does a COO do? You tell the listeners a little bit about yourself.
So my role in the office when it comes to that side, the COO position, is really taking ideas that advisors, leaderships have, and once we've decided it's good for the office, facilitate that implementation of those changes from Carson, new ideas, things that are happening. So really a facilitator of all things that are needed.
Mm. Sounds like you're a facilitator of efficiency.
I'm glad you had an answer.
We didn't script that one, Russ. I just kind of,
awesome.
Yeah, wasn't it? Yeah.
That's
hey,
pretty brave of you to go out there.
Well, we sure appreciate you being here, Crystal. Crystal also, we're going to talk about some qualified plans and 401ks. A lot of people I talk to don't realize we, at Yuma Investment Group, we do qualified plans and 401ks for small business or a lot of local companies. So I'd like to get that word out there today, and Crystal's our expert in that field, Russ.
Well, somebody has to be.
That's right.
Yeah.
You got to get the people in there that know what they're doing, Russ. So.
Yeah.
Hey, did you see the jobs report this morning, Russ? What'd you think?
I did 142,000. 142?
That's pretty dang good, isn't it? Not really.
No. And I think that's below.
The estimate consensus was 165.
Okay, I did have those numbers, 142.
Yeah.
Down from 89,000 in July.
Mm-hmm.
There was 161 was the forecast.
Yes.
Yeah.
I had 165, but who's counting?
Yeah.
So, you know the...
I'm counting.
The current administration doesn't necessarily like a, you know, jobs report, but this is really what the Fed's been waiting for. And all the talk is, you know, their September meeting, are they going to, you know, cut rates?
Oh, they're going to before the election.
Oh, I think so. But
yeah,
it's going to be 25 basis points, 50 basis points, hard landing, recession.
But they shouldn't. They shouldn't try to influence election, but they're going to.
I agree. They should not. And I think Powell's actually pretty good Fed chair. Some people maybe disagree, but I think he'll do what the data shows, and he's going to go with 25 basis points. That's my prediction. I don't think he's going to do 50.
I think I've heard that a lot, so I think that's out there. Like, it's a done deal before the numbers. They weren't waiting. But.
Well, that's what it's actually 100% chance. It's what they're counting on, so the bond market's not going to be happy at all with that.
Yeah.
If they go with zero. But just what they're seeing and his comments early about, you know, they've already been making comments, him and other people in the Fed. So it sounds like I'd say the 25 basis points. All right. So, Crystal, we've got, let's talk a little bit about qualified plans. People, we talk a lot in here about Roths and IRAs and qualified accounts, non-qualified accounts. But when people talk about qualified plan, these are just, a lot of people know what a 401k is. So, hey, you know, George, I'm in a 401k. But it's also known as a qualified plan. So give us a little rundown of what a qualified plan is and how a Yuma Investment Group can help people or business owners when it comes to actually, you know, seeing if a qualified plan is a good strategy for him.
Yeah, absolutely. So when you think of the word qualified, what really comes to mind for me to differentiate between those things that are not qualified versus qualified is really in the withdrawal restrictions. So when you have a qualified type of an account, similar to maybe IRAs or Roth IRAs that you've discussed before, there's rules that the IRS has established for distribution. You can't just use it like a bank account and take it out whenever you want. There's certain criteria that has to be met, or you have the potential to be penalized by the IRS for taking it out before 59 and a half, or, you know, in a Roth IRA before that 5 years if you're already over that age. But that's going to really tell you if it's going to be a qualified type of an account or a non-qualified. So withdrawal restrictions is one. And usually the qualified plans have some type of tax deferral, whether that is in a pre-tax deferral, letting it grow tax deferred and then being taxed on the way out, or that after tax, the Roth version, and letting it grow the earnings tax-free and then tax-free on the way out. So those are kind of the two things in my mind that differentiate the two between qualified and non-qualified.
Hmm. Okay. So we have a lot of federal employees, I know, in the Yuma area. So a TSP would be a qualified plan. Is that correct?
Correct. And you can also think about it, and I appreciate you mentioning that, if you can deduct it off of your payroll. So if you can do it as a tax deduction, or not tax deduction, a contribution deduction on your payroll, it's likely going into something that is qualified.
Okay. That's a good way to put it. So if it's something that's like a salary deferral or coming off of your paycheck, it's probably a qualified plan. Like a lot of educators and nonprofits will use a 403B because there's a lot of different tax mm-hmm. code names, 403B, TSP, 457. 401k is the most well known, but if you're in a qualified plan, then you'd be able to do a deferral from that. And a lot of them will have a match also, which the company does.
Yes. And speaking of the match, I mean, when you're contributing to something, if there's a match option, that is probably the number one thing you want to take advantage of. Usually the match is maybe dollar for dollar up to a certain percent, and getting that is more return than you can get in almost any investment. So ideally, maxing out that match is going to be the first line of defense for any employee to kickstart their retirement.
Mm-hmm. And it used to be, well, pensions, there's still some pensions around, but a lot of corporations back in the day would have pension plans, and pensions a qualified plan. Would it be called that or not really? They're totally different.
It is.
Okay.
No, it definitely is.
Under the umbrella
is
of a qualified plan.
It is, yes.
Okay. But the pensions are, not usually state and federal now, but not a lot of corporations have them anymore, and they've gone to the 401k platform as a qualified plan. So that, the match and the certain percent that they can put in is, like you said, big deal for people in retirement.
Definitely. And kind of jumping into that pension plan discussion, a lot of times people don't realize the difference between a pension and a 401k. And so when you look at how the contributions go into the plan, that is what helps to determine which one it is. When you have a 401k, they're considered a defined contribution plan. So the amount of money that you end up with at retirement is determined by the amount of money that you put in and then the investments that you choose with your financial professional, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the pension plan is kind of the opposite. The pension is purely employer funded, and they look at the age to retirement for the owner, and they say, well, what does it take to reach a certain formula by the time that they retire? And so it's kind of a back end. You're pre-funding a future benefit that the actuary has calculated would be ideal and be able to pass the testing every year. So defining the benefit is a pension plan. You're defining that end result. A defined contribution is you're defining what you're putting in now, and whatever the end result is what it is.
Now, most every business is doing 401ks now because it's hard to structure a defined benefit because you don't know what it's going to cost in 50 years. And that gets very complex. In fact, a lot of companies changed over. The hospital changed over, a decade ago, where they had defined benefits. Mm-hmm. And to move that into a 401k plan was quite an ordeal.
Quite a changeover for sure.
It's a big one. Yep.
Yeah, definitely, especially for such a large company. And I can tell you from my experience, the business owners that do benefit from the pension plan or even combining the 401k and the pension plan are those business owners that are older than their staff and have the extra income that they want to deduct or defer to, you know, relieve some of that pressure now. And so larger companies, it's a lot harder to get it to pass the testing when there's so many employees. But those smaller businesses that maybe have a lot of wiggle room in their profits and are maybe older, there's a lot of room for extra funding that can go towards the employee's retirement as well as the employer's retirement by utilizing that. So it is applicable to some, but not as widely used as it used to be.
Hmm. All right. Well, we are up against our first break, and I know Russ is qualified on that board there since we're talking about qualified plans. We'll be right back. This will be our first break. Buddy Talk, AFICC KBLU.
At Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management, they believe they manage money for their clients differently from many other advisors in Yuma. Their way works in close alignment with their clients' goals. Yuma Investment Group is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor. When it comes to helping clients pursue a comfortable retirement, they're clearly different. Visit YumaInvestmentGroup.com and find out why investors switch to them. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. Whether you require low volatility, liquid assets, or longer-term investments for higher returns, it's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
At Yuma Invest.
This is Derek Hegeberg, branch manager with Guild Mortgage, NMLS number 180899. Thank you for making us Yuma's best mortgage lender 7 years in a row. At Guild Mortgage, we're more than just a lender. We're your trusted guide through the home buying journey. We do offer educational workshops for first-time home buyers, credit and budgeting, and also real estate investing. We proudly serve your friends, family, and neighbors, answering questions and finding lending solutions. How may we serve you today? Give us a call at 928-247-9089 or visit guildyuma.com.
All right, welcome back to Yuma, AM560 KBLU Money Talk. George Davis Sr., my qualified board guy over here, Mr. Russ Clark. He's played some good music there.
I know
there,
the buttons, man. I know
yeah.
Where they are.
Well, Derek, you know, the Guild Mortgage commercial, I'm glad you found it because Derek, I don't want to hear it from Derek. That
He'll call you, too.
He will. Yeah. Yeah. He's got kind of a short fuse if you don't know that.
I appreciate that about him.
He's a good guy, man. Guild Mortgage over there. Those guys are very patient. So Crystal Mayorga in our office, she's the COO and also helps our clients and business owners with qualified plans. That's our discussion today, 401k, pension plans. And did you recognize that song, Crystal? A little ZZ Top there?
I didn't.
Oh, okay.
Good for you, Crystal.
you must be younger than me and Russ. So.
That's right.
Only by a few years, not by too much.
You ever go to any of these festivals, Russ, like Ohana or the Innings Festival?
I'd like to, but I've never.
You know, I wasn't sure about it because it's you stand around and there's a lot of people there. And
so you've been?
Yeah, we went to my wife took me to the Innings Festival, which is in Tempe. It was a lot of fun, though. I mean, you kind of cruise around and see a lot of people, and there's all these different bands playing and different stages, and pretty neat. So we're heading over to Dana Point for the Ohana Festival next month.
You are?
Yeah, yeah. Gonna check that out.
Wow, I'm jealous.
I don't think ZZ Top's there, but there'd be some good bands. Yeah. Pink will be there. I like Pink.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. So, Crystal, I've got one here for you. So, if I mention, I'm a business owner like Russ, and I'm interested in starting a 401k or hearing about pension plan versus 401k, because there's a lot of nuances, and it's in the we think the best advisor, best idea is to talk to a professional that knows about these plans. And
I'm too old to retire.
Cater to what you're looking for and getting ready for retirement. So, well, not getting ready for retirement, planning for it. So can anyone start a 401k or a pension plan? Is it, what do I have to do to find out if I can even have a 401k or a pension plan, or what's the best one best for me?
Yeah, so we actually get calls in pretty frequently about somebody who is employed by a corporation wanting to start a 401k. Because when you look at the differences between the availability to contribute in an IRA versus a 401k, the contribution limits are a lot higher. So you can put more money away, defer more taxes now, and it, can end up being a larger sum of money at the end when you go to retire. But not anybody can start a 401k or a pension plan. The number one requirement is you have to have a business. So it can't just be somebody who is a W-2 employee for any company going and starting their own 401k or pension plan. So you not only have to have a business, but you have to have like a business LLC to go under that. So if you're a 1099 employee, you're considered a contractor. So you technically are your own boss and you can start a solo 401k. But if you are a W-2 employee for somebody else, you don't have any other income coming in that would be considered that 1099 income or business income, you unfortunately cannot just start a 401k plan.
So if I'm a W-2 employee, I'm going to be probably bugging my boss, hey, let's get on one of these and get a 401k plan in place, or at least look at one to help benefit the employees and help with retention and attracting new employees. Because when you're looking for a job, I'm sure that's one of the first questions. Hey, what type of benefits you have for me, whether it's health care or retirement, 401k. I'm glad you brought that up because some people that are maybe, I guess like what comes to mind, realtors or, people that are not necessarily contracted, but just one person, they own their own business and they don't know that they can have a 401k. 401k, they think of many employees, but you mentioned a solo 401k. Can you expand a little bit on that or 401k for just, single business owner?
Yeah, and you brought up a great point there. The realtors are a prime example, or maybe if you are a physician in the hospital, but you're a 1099 employee. And the way to determine that is if you're not eligible for your 401k at your current employer, you are likely a 1099 employee. You don't have taxes withheld. You get, that 1099 form instead of a W-2 every year. And there's some rules and regulations with the solo 401ks, but usually it's either you or a partner can have it. So even if you're a partnership, but you only have you and the partners and no employees, that's the key, you can start a solo 401k plan. And the solo 401k works just like any other 401k. You can, put in your contributions, you can get matches, you can do profit sharing for yourself, and allow yourself more availability to save for retirement than the IRA limitations. Mm-hmm. And once you start the solo 401k, there's some leniency for solo 401ks that don't have to file what's called a 5500. So a 5500 is just an informational tax form that every plan has to submit every year. just to document they passed their testing. They weren't discriminatory against any of their employees, and it kind of gives, you know, who was in the plan, how many participants at the beginning of the year, at the end of the year, so just some basic details. But that requirement is eliminated in solo 401k plans that are under $250,000. So you have a few years where you don't have to worry about hiring a TPA, a third-party administrator, to facilitate that $5,500, and you can just contribute and work with your CPA on, you know, what should I contribute to get the best tax benefit? You work with your financial advisor to say, what is my limit? So it's really not just an IRA where you contribute. There's the CPAs involved. The financial advisor is involved, as well as the client, to make sure that everything is happening the way that it should. And once you reach that $250,000 mark, we would implement a third-party administrator joining the team to start filing that $5,500.
Mm-hmm. So I do not have to do a $5,500 if I was like a sole proprietor, or I did a solo 401k until I reached $250,000 in my 401k. Is that correct?
Correct. Now, also, it's in the plan. So if you, George, and your wife were partners in a business and you both were in that solo 401k, you would add those two accounts together. So it's the plan value, not just one account. That's $250,000. And as long as you don't have any employees, the minute you hire a W-2 employee that is not an owner or a partner, you have to hire a TPA, third-party administrator. No questions asked. Like, you have to.
Yeah,
no
and options. And that $5,500 comes into place, or over $250.
Correct.
That's usually, I understand why they do that. You know, the discrimination, which is basically making sure that your employees are, you know, you're contributing for them and doing the match for them too, and not just one person putting everything into the plan and not not including the others. So now, if I was my own business owner, I don't know how I would discriminate against myself, I guess.
Exactly.
Can that happen, Russ?
Exactly.
I don't do that.
You don't discriminate against yourself?
No.
Okay, well, that's good.
Treat myself well.
Yeah, you treat yourself well. Okay, buddy. Yeah. Yeah, you're looking good, too. So, yeah,
I'm working hard, man.
It's working. I know you are.
I'm trying to stay younger than Crystal.
Yeah, a little bit of work to do, but yeah, making progress.
A lot.
All right. So let's stay on the solo one, because I think it's kind of interesting. You mentioned the $5,500. Now, a big advantage of qualified plans, well, I guess IRAs are qualified plans too, is the loan potential. So if you're a business owner and you have a solo 401k and you set up a solo 401k or a pension plan, can I borrow from my own plan if I'm a business owner? I need some funds for the business, or I'm getting a new house, or maybe I'm buying a rental, a house or a unit to rent later, or fix up and sell. Is that something that's an option for me?
Yeah, so generally not in the pension plans, because you're trying to achieve that benefit. It might increase your needs for contributions down the road. But in a 401k, majority of the time, that box is checked to allow for loans. And so the way that loans work is you have to look at the value of the account first. And the IRS ruling is it's either $50,000 in a loan or 50% of the account balance, whichever is lower. So if you only have $50,000 in the account, you can't take the whole $50,000 in a loan. You can only take that $25,000. But the benefit to taking a loan from yourself versus, let's say, a bank is, although interest is required to be paid back, there is an amortization schedule, just like you would get a loan from anywhere else, you're paying yourself back. So it's actually kind of catching up those lost earnings as you're paying back that loan. And the loan can be taken for whatever reason. So it's not like you have to say it is for a purchase of a home. You can take it for business equipment. You can take it for any needs to whatever you desire to use that funds for as a loan. And then you pay it back. And then once it's paid off, you can go ahead and take another one. But the interest rate is usually the prime in the market at any given time. So it's not set either. But yeah, it works really well, and it's a good way to avoid having to pay interest to a bank.
Mm-hmm. So it's an amortization schedule that you set up. So you, maybe it takes you, I don't know, 2 years to pay it back, or you can pay it back sooner with no penalty. And there's no prepayment penalty, I would assume.
There's no prepayment penalty, and the longest payoff is 5 years, unless it's for the purchase of a home. Then you can extend that a little bit further, but most of the time it's going to be that 5 year.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So one of the questions I get a lot, and I want to make sure this is correct, is you're paying yourself back. So let's say the interest rates are a little bit up right now, and let's say the interest is, I don't know, 6%. And I'm paying that back. All that doesn't go back to me. I don't make that whole 6% back, do I? And someone's got to get a little piece of that.
Nope. The whole 6% goes back into the account.
Oh.
And it's you're charging yourself interest for loaning from your own 401k.
Huh.
Obviously, depending upon your financial advisor and the investment fees that you have with an institution, there might be fees that are taken away from that aspect. But those would be taken regardless if you had the loan outstanding or not.
Right. Oh, that's interesting. So it is the case that you do get really do pay yourself back. It's a great place to be borrowing some money from, Russ.
Yeah. If I needed money, I don't buy anything.
Nothing
what,
at all.
Just, what would I buy?
Maybe some clothes.
No. Okay. That's a good point.
All right. We'll be right back. Money Talking at 560 KBOU.
Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being? If you've been questioning your investment plan that you have in place, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
This is Derek Hegeberg, branch manager with Guild Mortgage, NMLS number 180899. Thank you for making us Yuma's best mortgage lender 7 years in a row. At Guild Mortgage, we're more than just a lender. We're your trusted guide through the home buying journey. We do offer educational workshops for first-time home buyers, credit and budgeting, and also real estate investing. We proudly serve your friends, family, and neighbors, answering questions and finding lending solutions. How may we serve you today? Give us a call at 928-247-9089 or visit guildyuma.com.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. Whether you require low volatility, liquid assets, or longer-term investments for higher returns, it's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Scanning through the bathroom window. Back to buy a silver spoon. But now she sucks up fun and wonders. Now the banks overhaul the gloom.
Welcome back to you, my AM560 KBLU. This is Money Talk. George Davis Sr., Crystal Mayorga. She is our COO at Yuma Investment Group, and she is also our guru when it comes to 401ks.
She's the guru. Yeah, but I bet she doesn't know the artist on that song either.
She recognized that song. She didn't
you
know the ZZ
so?
Top.
Said, really?
I think so. You got that one, Crystal? You looking that song up to see who the artist is?
I'm going to need to.
No, it's not required.
All right, so we're having a very in-depth discussion here. It's Friday. Happy Friday out there, everybody. And need a little bit of swim pool this weekend.
I don't have one. You know, I just like to have friends that have pools. You know, that's a lot nicer.
You know, it's things like pools and boats and airplanes.
I like them all.
Yeah, and why spend the money and the headache when you just get a bunch of friends that have them?
Correct.
Yeah.
You know, I'm in that mode now of...
you know, you got a good friend that...
Of course, when I was younger...
...advised you a lot, and I'm sure he's got some nice planes.
I've had I had pools when I was younger because kids were learning to swim. I had airplanes because we had places to go.
Mm-hmm.
See, now I'm very old. I don't have a lot of places to go. I don't need an airplane.
Yeah, you don't
okay, I want one bad, Jordan. We'll figure it out.
Let's see what we can do about that. Maybe you can borrow against your 401k and buy
one.
A plane.
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
Crystal says you don't have to tell them. You can just...
But can you for $50,000? That'd be a pretty cheap plane. I don't know if I'd trust it.
Yeah, that's going to be pretty much me flying by myself. Yeah. Yeah. No, actually, to buy an airplane, the best way is to own a business, have it in a separate corporation, C Corp mostly, because that's where the laws are. And then it's a business expense and it's pre-tax.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh.
I've done all that.
Ooh.
And that's the way I set my plane up. It was all part of the business. So, and everything I did to fly that plane was training and training for the business,
mm-hmm.
You know, and which is legit. And of course you better be flying it. It's not something you would take out once every 6 months and think, I think I'll remember.
keeping it maintained.
Yeah.
Keep it running.
You try to fly them. You got to keep them off the ground if you got to use them. And then it's nice to go to Phoenix for business or mm-hmm. LA or jump into Vegas or something.
Yeah, you always go into some type of seminars or...
Because you can be in Vegas in less than an hour.
Educational.
It's a lot nicer than that drive.
Oh.
You know, you get off work on Friday afternoon, you can still catch a show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You don't like looking at the desert for 6 hours?
No. I usually just... No, it's not boring like a car ride, you know.
Mm.
On a car ride, you got to pay close attention because the road is, you got like 4 or 5
very
inches
windy.
Clearance on each side.
Yeah.
In an airplane, the road has like 4 miles.
And that one to Vegas is pretty dangerous. You try to pass with those up and down. There's a lot of big trucks on there, too.
You're the dangerous one. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, my wife has to take Dramamine on those
plus
trips.
Plus, the plane has autopilot. The cars never do yet. Someday they will.
Yeah, someday.
Someday.
It's good advice for anyone business owner that wants a plane, Russ.
Flying's relaxing, actually.
It is. Very relaxing.
I'd fly to Salinas in the morning to go to work, and I'd be relaxed when I got there. You know, it's pretty comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Flying the car, you're gripping the wheel and fighting traffic to Salinas for 7-8 hours, and you're not so relaxed.
Mm.
Kind of beat up.
All right. Well, let's see here, Crystal. We're going to give you try to see if we can stump you on this one. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, no.
So I like this question. So what are the difficulties that business owners usually have with a plan, and what steps does it take for Yuma Investment Group to help them? What type of if I'm looking business owner, I'm looking for maybe a startup plan, or
I have an existing
401k, and I might be possibly looking at, is this the right fit for me? Am I getting the most bang for my buck? Because it's also an option over at Yuma Investment Group.
Can
an existing plan can be switched over that can be beneficial. But if I'm looking for it, go ahead, Russ.
I'm going to tell you the biggest obstacle before Crystal, because
I
really see it as the business owner never pulls the trigger on it. They don't see the necessity at times. And sometimes it's about training and understanding and all that that is required for the business owner. But if they would go out and seek the information and seek advice, it's a lot simpler and more achievable than they probably imagine. They think of it as a bigger burden than it actually is.
Yeah. I like that answer. What do you think of that answer, Crystal?
No, he's definitely spot on. I think the hardest part about getting started is the nerves of how much more work is that going to be for me, tracking, funding, payroll, my office manager, you know, gathering all of the employees. You know, it is a big task to take on, which is why it's ideal to connect with a financial firm that has the manpower to handle all of those different factors. And so we kind of have a pretty good system in place to help support them. One of the biggest things is education. So one of the requirements for qualified plans is educating all of the participants. What is a beneficiary? You know, how should I contribute? What is the difference between a Roth and a pre-tax contribution? What is available in my plan? How do I access my account? These are easy things to educate, but are very lacking in a lot of the plans that we meet with. And so we take on that aspect in conjunction with the business owner or whoever our contact is at the business to tackle those things and have a way to, you know, share in the duties of a qualified plan. And it's not just all on the business owner. You have different legs who have fiduciary liability in the plan. So it's the business owner as a fiduciary, the trustee who signs off on everything. You have our office. Anyone who works on the plan is AIF designated, so it's an accredited investment fiduciary. So we have an ethics liability to do what's in the best interest of the plan, which includes the owner and the employees. So it's not just one-sided. And then you also have the third-party administrator who is going to make sure that they do everything by the law, by the book, and make sure that everything passes. And then you also have the custodian who holds the assets. So that's like your Schwab accounts. That's, you know, we use Vestwell, Ascensus, you know, Vanguard, any type of custodian that holds those assets. Everyone's kind of working as a team. So it's not all just on the business owner, which I think is a big fear of theirs.
It's less simple than Crystal said. I mean, she knows all the details behind the scenes, and the business owner just... It's a lot simpler for them because you'll take care of it.
Yeah, we take care of it. Yeah, we do the heavy lifting.
That's all routine for you guys.
That's correct.
It's just routine.
Now, there's a lot. She's talking about a lot of different moving parts that go on behind the background. You know, you close the curtain and people are moving all the props and everything back there that you
don't
see.
Don't look behind the curtain.
Yeah.
Don't look at how the sausage is made. Better off not.
I'm glad you brought that up, though, Crystal, because having a trusted advisor or a firm like Hume Investment Group kind of behind you, I think that employees, you know, if you're most employers and business owners want their, you know, what's best for their employees, obviously.
Oh, that you would be a first step. You like your employees.
Yeah, you like your employees. You want them to succeed. Yeah, you want them to succeed for retirement.
Yeah.
So why not have someone that they can go to if they have. You know, a lot of people will pick a couple funds. They'll get a 401k. They'll pick a couple funds, and then they'll just leave them for years and not even think about it. So maybe they'll come to me and be like, oh, "I'm pretty conservative. I think I'm getting closer to retirement." And I look, and it's like, "No, you're very aggressive. You own one or two funds. If you know when the market has a drawdown, which it will, it always does. You're really going to feel the pain." And they look kind of surprised, but they don't have anyone to really call or go to. Especially local, that can help guide them and say, here's if you're getting that close to retirement,
guide, you assist and handle most of it, and then communicate
if
it
we,
back.
Yeah, we can do that if we are, the advisors on a plan. Yes,
and one of the key things for the business guy is retention. Now, if you like your employees, retention's important. Now, if you run into the sour guy that says, I don't like any of them, then they don't want retention.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like them if they all quit.
You're a business owner. You're running your business. You don't want the employees coming to you with investment questions because.
Well, I would. I like it a lot because then I could send them to you.
Yeah.
Then you know that they're interested in life beyond, I can't wait till I get off and there's a six-pack of beer waiting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's something more than that. I'm worried about investments, future. And that's the employee you want.
That's true.
You want the guy that wants to grow and build.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Those are the more ideal employees that are taking life seriously.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well said, Russ.
Now, I want to just expand on what George mentioned about the investments. One of the other things that when we're analyzing a plan that's currently in place, one of the things that they tend to fail the most is having what's called a qualified default investment alternative. So you have a plan that has, great investment options, but maybe that employee was so busy with their job, they never invested the money, or they never were able to connect with a financial advisor. And us as financial advisors, we can't just invest you in whatever we think. Like, there's a methodology to it. And in a 401k, the investments are directed by the participant. They aren't directed by the financial advisor. And so when it comes to establishing a qualified default investment alternative, it's in the plan documents that this target date fund group is the QDIA. So if you are a 35-year-old employee, you're going to be put into a specific target date fund that is targeted to your retirement, and it adjusts your allocation as you get older. Now, if you forget, don't want to, like George mentioned, a lot of people don't have time to stare at their investments all day. This will automatically invest you in that if you don't choose an investment, and it will at least be invested until you have that opportunity to look and see if that's really where you want to be. But that is a protection for the employer that we find is lacking in a lot of plans that we analyze.
That's a good point. There are, and if an employer or business owner wants to have their plan evaluated, then you just kind of a great lead in there, Crystal. How do you go about that? If you are wanting to start a plan, or if you have one that's, that you want to see, how is that plan doing? And maybe I've had it for a while, and I know that I have a fiduciary responsibility. You mentioned our fiduciary responsibility. The TPA has a fiduciary responsibility, but the business owner may not realize they do too, you know, for their best interest of their employees. So if they're interested in coming to you and saying, you know, I'd like you to evaluate the 401k, let me know if it's something that, you know, that we're on track with and is still, you know, caters to my employees and to me, our business, or is there some changes that need to be done? Does that cost anything? Can I get an evaluation? Give them a little taste of what that entails.
Yeah. So as well as being an AIF in our office, I am also a PPC, which is a professional plan consultant. And what that training allowed me to do was really look at plans that are currently in place for a no obligation review. Just as, you know, if you want to become a client of ours or are considering, we do that no obligation consultation just to go over our services and all of that stuff. It is the same with qualified plans. So even if you really aren't interested in moving, but you kind of want to see where you're lacking and let us take a look at what we can offer, I'm more than happy to do that. You know, no cost, no obligations. There is some data that I need to do an accurate analysis. But then you at least know the data and know that we are here if that change ever wants to occur in the future. Or maybe, you know, we do so well, you want to move now. And that's, you know, a lot of times the case, thankfully. So, yeah, I'm always available and we're ready whenever you are.
All right. Well said. We're going to go up against our last break here. Money Talk, AM 560, KBLU. We'll be right back.
Rah, rah, ah, 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 rah, ma, rah, ma, ma, ga, ga, ooh, la, la, what you about romance?
Investment Group Wealth Management, they believe they manage money for their clients differently from many other advisors in Yuma. Their way works in close alignment with their clients' goals. Yuma Investment Group is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor. When it comes to helping clients pursue a comfortable retirement, they're clearly different. Visit YumaInvestmentGroup.com and find out why investors switch to them. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
This is Derek Hegeberg, branch manager with Guild Mortgage, NMLS number 180899. Thank you for making us Yuma's best mortgage lender 7 years in a row. At Guild Mortgage, we're more than just a lender. We're your trusted guide through the home buying journey. We do offer educational workshops for first-time home buyers, credit and budgeting, and also real estate investing. We proudly serve your friends, family, and neighbors, answering questions and finding lending solutions. How may we serve you today? Give us a call at 928-247-9089 or visit guildyuma.com.
Welcome to the jungle. We got fun and games. We got everything you want. How do we know the names? We are the people that can find whatever you may need. If you've got the money, honey, we got your disease.
Hey, they're talking about some money in there, Russ.
Yeah, we got it. We got the money, honey.
Yeah, we got the money.
You're gonna be so proud of me, guys. I knew that song.
See, I told you.
Oh.
I should know that.
Do you know the artist?
Oh, gosh. Now you're really testing me.
Well, you knew the song, so he was hoping you did. So that's good.
Progress.
Yeah. Yeah. He's dealing with finances. I was kind of wondering how this is going to tie into money talk.
He tied right into finances. Yeah, I had you set up.
Yes, you did, Russ.
Except the bad romance had nothing to do with it, except it drains finances. That's what
that is. And I knew that one, too. I was 2 for 2 on that race.
Oh, that's good. All right. Well, we're having a great time today, of course, always on Money Talk, and appreciate Crystal being here. This is our last segment. It's going pretty fast, huh, Crystal? This isn't your first time on the show, is it?
It's not, but it's been years.
Oh, okay.
She avoided it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did.
The problem with this job and this type of work is if you do a good job at something, like you do a good job like you are today on the show, then you're asked to do more.
That's with any business.
More radio shows. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, so I have a couple stumbles here so you don't get invited back on. You like that one, Russ?
That's right. Do a terrible job.
Although George Davis Sr., he doesn't really do that great a job. Somehow he gets invited back on. I just kind of force my way in here.
No options.
Yeah. All right. So talk about qualified plans, 401ks, business owners wanting to get, you know, a look at their current plan. I like this one here because Crystal and I had some questions here that are to make sure that we addressed. What can you do now to ensure you're in compliance with ERISA, DOL, and the IRS? So I don't have to get into too much detail, but people want to be in compliance with the IRS. They know what the IRS is. But
of course.
You hear that word ERISA thrown around a lot and the DOL, Department of Labor. How do those fall into a 401k? And what should be business owners be looking for when they're either looking to start a retirement plan, a qualified plan for their business, or a solo one?
So I'm mentioning ERISA. So ERISA stands for Employee Retirement Income Security Act. And that form of government is really geared towards the retirement plan sector. So when you have your documents dictating in your 401k plan who can join, what happens when they depart, are loans available, you know, all of those different options and flexibility that you have, that governing document is related to laws and regulations that ERISA upholds. So every 4 to 6 years, you know, everything changes. But they're going to require the plans to update their governing documents to accommodate any changes in rules that have happened. You know, most recently, the Secure 2.0 Act is making a ton of changes to the way that we manage retirement benefits and retirement plans, and they're slowly integrating that. And the next round of updates, it's called a restatement, they will have all of those Secure 2.0 laws implemented in there. And so even though you don't have to update it every 4 to 6 years, you have to implement those rule changes as they come about and ERISA announces them. And so not only do you have to make sure with the IRS that you're not over-contributing for yourself, that you're taking the right tax deductions, that, you know, the TPA is sending any 1099 Rs for employees who have taken distributions once they leave employment. The DOL is also going to be in conjunction with ERISA, making sure, like you've mentioned earlier in the show, not discriminating against that they're passing the top heavy testing, which means not all of the benefits go to just the owners, that it's kind of spread out and that a minimum benefit is given to the employees to max out the owners. And so there's a lot of details that go into it. And if you are fearful as a business owner or you work for a business that you're kind of in charge of the 401k, you know, we have a checklist. ERISA on their website has a checklist making sure you're doing XYZ every single year, whether it's making sure payroll is on time, that education we talked about, you know, trying to increase participation in the plan, making sure things are documented. Those are going to be some key things that really lack in a lot of the plans that we take a look at. So meeting with us is obviously going to be ideal to make sure, what am I missing? What am I not doing? What should we be doing? And how can you take, you know, hold of that and help us?
Mm-hmm. So all those all those things, like Russ saying, that's going on behind the curtain, and the business owner might be afraid or kind of reluctant, thinking that there's a lot of work that they have to do, and the uncertainty. So we take care of that with the ERISA, the DOL, and the IRS.
You just pick up the phone and say, Crystal, get this done for me.
Get it done.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah, get it done.
And we work as a team. I think if you have a solid team that works and surrounds you when it comes to the retirement plan, the less burdensome it is on any one of them. So I rely heavily on the third-party administrator for confirming rules and laws and regulations and funding, and they rely heavily on me to gather the data and make sure that it's implemented on the business owner side. So nobody ever is kind of on their own island alone, which I love. We all hold each other accountable and are all kind of a team working together to make it successful.
Mm-hmm. If I was on an island by myself, then I think Russ would hop in his plane and come rescue
exactly.
me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You and Gilligan.
Gilligan's Island. I remember that song.
Yeah.
Gilligan's Island, Skipper. So what percent of – so when people come or business owners ask you to evaluate a plan, or I guess it would be more of evaluating a plan, do you have a certain percentage or kind of an idea of what – are many of them out of compliance, or is it usually just a few yeah. tweaks that maybe need help, or is there – people that, you know, business owners are like, wow, I had no idea that, you know, that my plan was this much out of whack.
Yeah, it's very, so 401k plans, they take a lot of manpower to make sure that it's running smoothly. And a lot of times, if you don't have the staffing to take that hold, there are some things that are generally lacking. And I think, you know, I can think back over the last 12 months in the dozens upon dozens of plans that I've either proposed or analyzed, there's only been one where we were kind of neck and neck with what they were doing, and it really wasn't as advantageous for them to move, which was fine. You know, we want to do what's in the best interest of the business owner, but majority of the time we're finding those holes and correcting them, whether it's anything that we reviewed today, but also fees. A lot of people come in thinking that they're not paying much for their plan, but transparency of fees isn't across the board yet. We are very transparent in our fees that we do for our clients, even not retirement plans, but also retirement plans. So they will go in knowing everything that the employee as well as the employer is paying. A lot of plans use that, you know, hidden fee strategy to get some of the funds to the money managers, to the financial advisors, to the TPA, you know, to everybody across the board. So on, you know, top of the line, it doesn't really look like you're paying much, but when you dig down deeper, you really are.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because as also they don't realize that as the assets in the plan go up, then they're saying it's paying a certain percentage in fees. That's going to go up proportionately, where at Human Investment Group, we charge a flat fee, which we think stays more consistent and is not necessarily tied to the assets getting higher.
Yeah, so a lot of times, and it's really when the custodian does a wrap fee. So it's like one percentage fee for the entire plan. So it doesn't really look that much when you look at it on paper. But then when you break it down by what does that mean for each sector, then it is pretty substantial. Whereas we are going to break down what you are paying the custodian, what you're paying the TPA, what you're paying us, and who's paying that. Does the employer pay that? Does the employee? Mm-hmm. Is there an option for who gets to pay it? And when you pay it, you know, what does that do for you tax-wise? You know, working with your CPA, I'm paying these in fees. Can I deduct them? Can I, you know, include it as a business expense? It's different for every business, obviously, but you want to make sure everyone is kind of working together to get the maximum benefits from the plan.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you coming on today, Crystal. You shed some light on
a
topic.
She lasted the whole hour.
Yeah, she... she was on fire. She's going to get invited back, I think, Russ. But
I recommend it.
Crystal Mayorga, she's our COO, and she will give you a proposal on any 401k plans that, like I said, no cost, no obligation. Take the education with you and use it as you might. So this is it. Money Talks.
Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah, thank you, Crystal. Great show. Have a good weekend, everybody.
The
The opinions voiced in Money Talk with Tom Rush and George Davis Wealth are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine what may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial or tax advisor prior to investing. Guests on Money Talk are not affiliated with CWM LLC. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
This is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.